Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Considered the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and the directors of the CDC and the FDA will be testifying before Congress today. They're to share their views on the health risks facing the nation amid spikes in coronavirus cases in about 20 states. The president of the Police Officers Federation of Minneapolis giving his first interview since four of that city's officers were charged in the death of George Floyd. Bob Kroll telling CBS This Morning he does not believe racism is systemic in the Minneapolis department.
I am the first African American ever elected to the Minneapolis Police Federation in 152 years. You know what I see? I see progress.
President Trump will be in Arizona today to view border wall construction and to hold a campaign rally. And this is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of a gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Democrat Joe Biden's campaign saying it will not agree to any more than the three previously scheduled debates this fall with his opponent, Republican President Donald Trump.
Although formal invites by the Commission on Presidential Debates will be sent out after the nominating conventions this summer, the Biden campaign also made it clear their yet-to-be-announced vice presidential pick will also participate in their early October debate.
Police in the nation's capital able to stop protesters who tried but failed to take down a statue of President Andrew Jackson right across the street from the White House last evening. They formed a barrier in front of the statue and at one point used pepper spray to move the protesters back. Voters in a half dozen states will be holding primaries and in one state a runoff election today. The primaries are in Kentucky, Mississippi, New York, North Carolina, and Virginia. They've been delayed because of the pandemic. South Carolina's runoff for state-level offices are going on as originally scheduled. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
A federal appeals court rejecting California's efforts to label Roundup weed killer as a carcinogen. The court ruled yesterday there's not enough evidence to back up the claim, as only the World Health Organization has labeled the product as a probable carcinogen, doing so in 2015. Bayer, which has owned the Roundup brand since 2018, facing lawsuits from thousands of users, and juries have awarded payments in the billions already, though Bayer is appealing those verdicts, arguing the chemical is safe to use. And Beatles fans can breathe a sigh of relief as it turns out the street Penny Lane in Liverpool was not named after a slave trader. Last week, in the midst of Black Lives Matter protests, which had spread around the world, including to the UK, the Penny Lane street sign in Liverpool was defaced, thought to be named in honor of James Penny, a notorious 17th century slave merchant opposed to abolition. If confirmed, the iconic road was in danger of being renamed. But the International Slavery Museum has now debunked those suspicions, issuing a statement reading in part, "We have concluded the comprehensive research available demonstrates there is no historical evidence linking Penny Lane to James Penny." Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
If we're going to be free, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have any choice. I mean, there's no plan B in this thing. We've got to come together, unified. I mean, it's all about unity. This is why all the hyphenation and bifurcation of America's citizens is disdainful to me. It is absolutely disgusting. It pulls us apart. It doesn't draw us together. Our next guest, Dr. Steve Turley from Durham University, is an internationally recognized scholar, speaker, and author who's widely considered one of the most exciting voices in today's intellectual dark web. And I guess, Dr. Turley, that's as long as that intellectual dark web can remain in existence with the Silicon Mafia working against us and doing everything they can to inhibit freedom of speech.
Oh, that's right. I love that phrase, Silicon Mafia. I think I'm going to use that now. I hope you don't have that trademarked.
No, absolutely. I've heard Silicon Mafia. I've heard Palo Alto Mafia. I mean, it's all one and the same. I mean, they have definitely stepped over the line. And sadly, once again, our legislators, Congress, have failed support the cause of freedom, and they've allowed them to run amok. Right now, they're useful idiots because they're going to do everything they can, as Google professed on the night of Donald Trump's election. They put into plan their own insurance plan in assuring all the liberal youngsters there in the operation that get out of your fetal positions. We're going to make sure this doesn't happen again.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, and it is tragic. I think it was Tucker Carlson, who's been on fire of late, said just blatantly, elections don't seem to matter anymore. Our politicians don't do anything. Our Supreme Court sure isn't performing the way it should be. And but I think what makes Donald Trump so exciting, and why he has such a absolute, liberals don't even know what to call it. They just throw up their hands, and they're exacerbated by this notion that his support is so solid among Republicans and conservatives, it just refuses to break down beyond, say, 42-43%. Mm-hmm. And it's because he just comes out as somebody who fights for us. That's
exactly.
That's the one thing Republicans want. We just want our leaders to fight for us.
Exactly. Dr. Turley, I mentioned this to a presentation of a local Tea Party group. And I said, the thing that impresses me about Donald Trump is he sits in the truth, and he's unmovable. He says something, and people may get offended by it, and some other people just do not understand where he's coming from. But the one thing he's consistent with, it's about these founding principles, these inarguable truth elements, and it drives the left nuts because they believe that truth is relative. So there's a clear round peg square hole type of thing, because it's the wrong gospel, wrong church for them, that they've been promoting relevant truth that has really turned America into almost being irrelevant. And Donald Trump has made America relevant again. And the conservative Main Street America, whether they're Republican, even Democrats, even independents, saying, look, thank God for Donald Trump, because without Donald Trump and the big megaphone and the power of Twitter that he has, we'd be to hell in a handbasket already.
That's for sure. And it is fascinating. It's something that's going on all over the world right now. But we've moved from a modernist age that starts in the 18th century with the enthronement of scientific rationalism as the one true way mm-hmm. of understanding reality, and then the creation of just, you know, this notion of a single one-size-fits-all political and economic system for all people, for all time, for all places. The 20th century basically fought two major wars over this concept of who's going to have the one system to rule the world, as it were. Well, we've moved from this modernist conception of the world to what scholars call a postmodernist conception. So the world is basically fracturing right now. It's breaking up. The globalist systems are all coming apart. And now we've really only got two choices. The two choices we've got is, are we going to go back and re-embrace a good, healthy civic nationalism that is once again restoring our nation's sovereignty, our border security, our economic security, bringing our manufacturing back home? Now everyone pretty much agrees it's not a good idea to have your pharmaceuticals manufactured in Beijing, right?
Yeah. I've said, Steve, sometimes we have to fall off the roof to realize gravity still exists, right?
Right. You have to fall on your back to look up. Right. Yeah. And so we want our border security, we want our economic security, and we want our cultural security, which always, by definition, the cult of culture always requires a common religious foundation. And that's why so much of the Western nations, particularly in Europe, are going back to their Christian roots as a basis for their foundation. Either we're going to go to the civic nationalism, or we're breaking up into all these competing truths, these relativized truths that are all organized around ethnocentric tribalisms. And it seems to me Donald Trump is the one who's more than anyone else is, and I get this on my YouTube channel all the time from people in Europe, even people like in India and the like, Donald Trump more than anyone else is proclaiming the need to stand for national sovereignty and our common religious heritage as a way forward for a flourishing future.
Exactly. We can't be distracted by the emotions and energy of the left. I know you've written an article on Black Lives Matter proving the left is dead. They just don't know it, because they are, by sleight of hand, by delusion. I mean, they are the Trojan horse that has come into our culture that really is unsustainable, ultimately. And this is starting to be revealed and understood by more and more people, because at the end of the day, Black Lives Matter is, to me, they're the other side of the same coin as Antifa. They have no desire to improve or to advance the cause of liberty and the American dream. They want to, as Barack Obama said, Barack Obama fundamentally wanted to transform. They want to more than fundamentally. I mean, they want to obliterate and start all over again, because this is what these type of movements historically have done.
Correct. I think you're absolutely right. What they've done is they've married the left, which has been cultural Marxist at least since the 1960s, with the advent of multiculturalism in our universities that supplanted our classical our curriculum of the seven liberal arts, the celebration of and I mean liberal, of course, in terms of freeing the classical sense, not the leftist sense, and a common Western culture, heritage, Western civilization. that curriculum got thrown out of our universities in the 1960s and was replaced by the sort of radicalized post-colonialist multiculturalism. It found its home in the left, and what we're actually finding now is that it's turning into sort of this rabid tribalism that's eating up the left. The left can't hold it
always, and it always does. Got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Steve Turley after this. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear masks to protect me.
Let's all wear masks to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12, or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, that's what's before us. It really is a binary choice, ladies and gentlemen, and we've taken our freedom for granted. And, you know, when Dr. Turley talks about Marxists, that they've been in our country, in operation in our institutions of academia and higher learning, you know, I believe that America just... could not comprehend and even consider that Marxism would be this rampant in our country. It's not an existential threat. It is here domestically. If you think not, all you got to do is turn on your TV and witness what's going on with all the looting and the rioting that has been going on from coast to coast, not only in this country, but dare I say, in Europe as well. Dr. Turley writes that on December the 25th, 1991, the Soviet Union, one of the most powerful empires ever known, officially dissolved, if you remember, for those of us who were around. Literally overnight, Russia balkanized, losing 30% of its land as 15 Soviet republics declared their national independence. Fast forward to our time. New Orleans Saints star quarterback Drew Brees, in an interview with Yahoo Finance's Dan Roberts, was asked whether he supported calls for NFL players to kneel during the national anthem in protest of police brutality in the wake of George Floyd's death. Brees says, "I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America." Almost instantly, he was deluged with torrents of anger and criticism against his supposedly insensitive comments by black athletes and teammates, forcing Brees to apologize on his Instagram. While these two events may seem completely unrelated, they both revolve a common theme. They are all fallouts from the collapse of the political left. I thought this was insightful on your part, Dr. Turley, to bring these events into play, because I got to tell you, and we commented on the show with Drew Brees, who I have respected and been a fan of for many years. He's been on the show before, and I was disappointed with his response. I mean, in contrast to Donald Trump, as we said earlier, who will say something and stand in the truth no matter what kind of incoming comes his way. I mean, he some people want to say that he's reckless with some of his comments, but by and large, the majority of the statements are they're bona fide. I mean, they are of value that and based in the truth that he can stand on and withstand the incoming. Drew Brees, for some reason, lost his compass, and somehow maybe he found something in his heart that wasn't consistent, with the flag in his statements that he made. But I was not offended whatsoever. In fact, I agreed with what he said.
Yeah, it's tragic. We're even seeing something like this with Chick-fil-A. The corporate world, the Brazilian philosopher Olavo de Carvalho, conservative philosopher, amazing fellow, he made the argument that Marxists basically have made their peace with the economy. they because they own it now. You know, they're the ultra billionaires and the oligarchs, as it were. And so the corporate world, the CEOs of our age are very, very much to the left today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The whole economic model for left and right of the 20th century is basically done. Most scholars are arguing that left and right is now shifting in the 21st century more to identity, nation, culture, and of course what we're seeing now is race and ethnicity. And so that's giving birth to two different kinds of nationalisms. On the one hand, you have the civic nationalism, like we were talking about, which is simply the reasserting of national sovereignty away from dying liberal globalist organizations like the EU. But the other one is a much more pernicious one, and that's more of a tribalist, secessionist, balkanized kind of nationalism, what we call an ethno-nationalism. And what happened to Drew Brees, I think, is he first gave a wonderful response reflective of civic nationalism, but then he got the blowback from the Black Lives Matter crowd that are more and more being influenced by ethno-nationalism. Now, keep in mind, even though it's on the, we would call this on the right, because it's no longer understood in economic terms, you can have ethno-nationalists who are totally cool with Marxism. So it's kind of this bizarre sort of mixture here. Again, perfect for a postmodern world. But I think that's what happened. I think he lived in a civic nationalist world, and he never even thought that anyone would ever criticize a beautiful statement that he originally made. But that's precisely what balkanizing, secessionist-oriented dynamics of ethno-nationalism does. If you must bow to the ethnic identity of a culturally determined movement. In other words, if we are different ethnicities, then by definition, we are incompatible cultures. That's where the Democrats appear to be going, and it's going to destroy their commitment to any kind of left-wingism, you know, from the 1990s, as it were, the gay 90s. That's going to be dead, and what you're going to see instead is a very rabid tribalism.
Well, yes, because we've seen that time and time again, they turn cannibalistic. They start eating their own. And we're already seeing that. I mean, the same type of thing that occurred with the NBA and how they kowtowed to China, right?
Exactly. It was a perfect point. Perfect point. And our media did the same thing. During the COVID-19 press conferences, those reporters were much more like hecklers during the White House press briefings. They were hecklers disguised as reporters, and they trusted Chinese information more than they trusted information from our president.
How goofy. I mean, here it is. The Chinese lie to us. The WHO lies to us. The CDC was caught off guard because they trusted, which is kind of interesting because the CDC and our scientists knew, including Dr. Fauci, that the Wuhan lab was compromised to begin with. That's why we were there. I mean, even though he gave them money, wasn't supposed to, according to Barack Obama, he gave them over $3 million invested in that lab. And after, I think, maybe 18 months, 12 to 18 months, the scientists said, these guys are reckless. I mean, they're a bunch of cowboys. We better get out of here, which was probably a bad decision because with them extracting themselves, they couldn't keep an eye on what was going on. And the recklessness brought us the coronavirus, no doubt.
Wow. Yeah, right. Talk about self-defeating. My. Yeah, exactly. And it's a tragic thing that we're seeing because in many respects we have this wonderful opportunity for renewed civic nationalism. That's certainly what won in 2016. I believe it's going to win again big time in 2020. And I don't know if you saw the latest poll that just came out from Zogby where just today, if I recall, where a majority of Americans do believe he is in the early stages of dementia. Joe Biden. Yeah, I mean, it's just it's over if that's the case. The Zogby poll.
Well, they're talking three debates, and I cringe to think of even one debate because it could end up being and looking like for Donald Trump, and he's going to have to be careful. Is this could be almost elder abuse because and it seems common, but it's just that. He's ill-equipped. I mean, bless his heart. I mean, thank you for your service for 40 years and all you've done and may have done and whatever else. But this is really, it's a sad commentary. I mean, they can only hide him so long, and I don't know what kind of medication they have him on to even, and sometimes for him to come across with some sense of clarity. But we hear him too often, and now it's kind of like, in order to hide it, they say, well, you know, even Joe says he's a gaffe machine and, you know, somehow it's charming or whatever it is. And let's not even talk about any kind of accusation of a hashtag Me Too movement on him. He's been able to circumvent that, which the left is good at. I mean, they're good at throwing out hashtags to conservatives and those on the right. And what, as one commentator said, the quickest thing to end their hashtag is when one of their own of any kind of notoriety, gets hit with that hashtag. Then it just, you know, silently goes off in the darkness, you know.
That's right.
I got to tell you, you got to love what's happening right now. I mean, this is, if you go into this with eyes wide open, this is a grand opportunity, you know, for us that when we re-embrace the things that have made America great, and I believe a spiritual revival is on the cusp of all this, Dr. Turley, that America will truly be and realize its true greatness and be even greater still. That's my vision and hope.
For James Whelan, being diagnosed with a common skin cancer called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, or CSCC, came as a surprise. James had never thought a little spot on his skin could be serious, but it was.
I was looking out for irregular moles, but what I thought was just an infected pimple turned out to be advanced CSCC, and it had already spread deep into my skin and through my shoulder and into my chest.
James was among the nearly 75% of Americans not familiar with CSCC. Although often cured when caught in an earlier stage, in some cases, CSCC can progress and become serious. After his diagnosis, James learned the importance of being proactive with his skin health.
I had multiple surgeries and other types of treatment, but when the CSCC progressed, I had to work with my team of doctors to figure out my options.
This summer, know the facts about advanced CSCC. Visit skincancer.org/CSCCfacts to learn more. This is sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Considered the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and the directors of the CDC and the FDA will be testifying before Congress today. They're to share their views on the health risks facing the nation amid spikes in coronavirus cases in about 20 states. The president of the Police Officers Federation of Minneapolis giving his first interview since four of that city's officers were charged in the death of George Floyd. Bob Kroll telling CBS This Morning he does not believe racism is systemic in the Minneapolis department.
I am the first African American ever elected to the Minneapolis Police Federation in 152 years. You know what I see? I see progress.
President Trump will be in Arizona today to view border wall construction and to hold a campaign rally. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, remember, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, summer is here, right? That means it's time to refresh your beauty routines to adjust to warmer weather. And that, I'll tell you, don't think this is all just about ladies, because guys need to do this too. And especially our sponsor. I've been a user, I will admit, full disclosure. Olay has been part of my skincare regimen as well, so I do want to be upfront with you about it. Increased humidity and more sun exposure comes with the weather and the good times of summer, right? So whether you're spending the day lounging in your backyard or biking through the park, it's important to keep your skin protected. And look it, we're very fortunate to have E! News host Liliana Vasquez with us. She's going to share her top summer skincare tips that are going to keep your skin feeling and looking its best all summer long, from tried and true beauty products to fashionable accessories like white brim hats and oversized sunglasses. She'll make sure you're ready to face the summer sun head on while protecting and nourishing your skin. Welcome, Liliana. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I've been looking forward to this conversation. Years ago, you know, I got a little bit jealous. You know, I'm seeing my wife bringing out all her stuff and, you know, taking care of her skin. And I'm saying, okay, what's the difference between her skin and my skin? And then I was blessed to run into a male figure who, was actually my dermatologist, who said, you know, what are you doing? You know, your wife's taking real good care of her skin, and, you better keep up or you're going to look like a, you know, old saddlebag here or something, you know?
So. Well, I love hearing that, and I love you say that, because, you know, I think so many times when we focus on skincare, we always tend to lean towards the ladies, but you're right. You have the same skin that your wife has on her face, and protecting your skin from the sun is vital for our skin's health and appearance, and that we should be doing every single day, man or women, old or young. SPF has to be a part of our daily routines. I cannot stress that enough.
Yeah, to me, I think that's one of the greatest inventions to come down. And for me, Liliana, I will tell you, I'm very light-complected. Wedo, as we say in the business, right? You know, in the family.
Mm-hmm.
So very light-complected.
Yeah,
and when I was younger, I tell you, I loved to be in the water. I'd swim, and after swimming, it was sunburns, I mean, to the point that my skin would blister. And so I learned the hard way that I needed to be very careful. But I can tell you, the SPF ingredients in the products now, I think, is one of the greatest gifts that, you know, that has been given to man.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more. And I think that's what's so great about Olay Regenerous with SPF 25. You know, it's this breathable moisturizer. So you get the moisturizing skincare ingredients, but you also get SPF protection, which is so, so important. And, you know, I think a lot of us are spending so much time outside right now. But even if you're inside just working from home by a window, I think we forget that the sun comes in through the windows. Even when it's cloudy outside, you're still exposing yourself to those harmful rays. So starting your day with SPF, with Olay Regenerous, with SPF 25 is kind of like your own self-care program every single morning.
Yeah, without a doubt. And speaking of clouds, I had a friend of mine just the other day tell me, Liliana, that, you know, he said it was very overcast. And I got more burnt. And I said, well, that's because when it's overcast, you know, that resistance from the clouds and the overcast, the rays come in a lot stronger. He was not aware. He goes, I was not aware of it. And I said, yeah, especially when it's overcast like that and you find yourself outside. And it doesn't take long. It almost seems like in less time you can be burnt when it's overcast as opposed to when the sun is shining bright right above.
Well, absolutely. You know, I think most of us think that the clouds offer some kind of protection, so we're more likely to spend time outside. But the sun is strong, regardless if you're in the sun or the shade. If you're outside between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., you really need to make sure that you're either finding shade, wearing a hat, or applying SPF 30 minutes before you go outside. And that's one of the things that I think people often forget as well. We're so excited to get outside for our barbecues, to go to the lake or go to the pool, that we just pop it on and run outside. And really the best practice when it comes to SPF and using a product like Olay Regenerous with SPF 25 is to put it on about half an hour before you're going to expose your skin to the sun. So all of those ingredients can actually penetrate and provide maximum protection for your skin.
I got to tell you a cute little story about SPF. I had a friend. She was just so sweet. She thought if she double applied the SPF that 25 would give her 50. Would you explain to our audience that it's just one covering, even though you double apply. It doesn't mean you get 50 SPF effect, right?
No, that's right. What you do want to do is continue to apply throughout the day. Obviously, you want to put it on before you go outside so that you have that base protection of SPF. Your skin's going to look great. It's going to have this kind of matte finish, which I think is perfect, especially if you live somewhere where it's really hot and humid during the summer. It kind of gives your skin this just like really beautiful finish. And whether you have normal combination or oily skin, this is going to make your skin look and feel great. And one thing that I think we don't realize is when you're using a product like the Olay Regenerous with SPF 25, you're getting a combination of products, right? So not only are you getting potent skincare ingredients like vitamin B3 and peptides, things that are great for our skin, but you're also getting that SPF protection, which is so essential for the summer.
Why is it, as much as we're hearing about SPF, skincare, skin cancer has been on the rise in the recent decades, Liliana, why are people so casual about taking care of their skin?
You know what I think it is? I think we make excuses, right? You know, I think we wouldn't leave our house without brushing our teeth in the morning, and we should really start to think of SPF in the same way. You know, when you see these numbers and you see these statistics and you understand the reasons why people don't do it, they're really simple changes. At the end of the day, sun care is self-care, right? And if you have 30 seconds to put on mascara if you're a woman, or you've got, you know, a couple of minutes to shave if you're a man, you also need to make sure that you dedicate that same amount of time and you make the commitment to really taking care of your skin for the long run. Not only are you going to look better, but when you talk about the opportunity to like expose your skin to harmful rays that could lead to skin cancer, I mean, that's a really simple step to keep you healthy and, you know, looking great for many years to come.
You know, and I like that you said that this is something that you repeat during the day. You know, when you do it in the morning, what's the expectation in terms of the lasting effect of the SPF that we put on in the morning? Is this something that, you know, after a couple hours, you know, 2-3 hours that it dissipates, it's time to, refresh? What's the general rule here, Liliana?
Absolutely. I always say that you want to be applying your sunscreen every couple of hours, you know, especially if you're outside in the direct sunlight for a prolonged period of time. So put it on in the morning before you go out, you know, make it part of your morning routine. And if you're spending exceptional amounts of time online outside, you definitely want to put it on every couple of hours. I mean, think of it not as a chore. Think of it as self-care. Think of it as a little bit of pampering in the middle of the day. And I think if we start to shift our mentality to think of this as self-care versus sun care, it'll make us more excited to do it. And there's nothing wrong with adding a little extra vitamin B3 and peptides to our skin throughout the day. Trust me, you're going to end up looking a lot better in the long run.
See, I want you to tell my golf buddies not to make fun of me because I'm out there and, you know, golfing early in the morning on Saturdays and Sundays. So now I'm going to have to reapply probably after 9 holes, and they're going to look at me like something. I'm going to say, hey, look at Liliana, this is what you told me to do. And I'm going to do that.
Absolutely.
So,
you know, and at the end of the day, you're going to look like you're, you know, 20 years old for the rest of your life, and they're going to look like a leather saddle.
Yeah, and don't be SPF shaming me either. I mean, that's so rude, especially among golfers. Hey, what other great summer skin care tips do you have for us?
Yeah, well, I think also, you know, especially for women and men, you know, hats and sunglasses are your best friends. Not only are they super fashionable, but they also provide an added layer of protection. I am a total fashion girl, so you will never catch me outside without a hat. I kind of work it into my outfit. You know, sometimes, you know, I'm going out for a jog and I'll wear a baseball cap. Sometimes, you know, I'm wearing a beautiful summer sundress and I wear a beautiful big oversized straw hat. You know, when it comes to guys, don't be afraid of a great fedora. I think it's always really fun to play with fashion, and if you can get that added layer of sun protection, then it's definitely a bonus.
Oh, you're so awesome. You're just liberating all of us here, Liliana. I mean, this is excellent. So, again, we're so grateful that you came on. How do we choose the right SPF product for us? And then also tell our audience where they can go for more information.
Absolutely. Well, I think it's all about finding the right product that complements your skin. And what I think is so special about Olay Regenerous Lip SPF 25 is that it's great for different types of skin. You know, some of us have great normal skin. We never get a breakout, never get a pimple in our life. This isn't going to work for you. If you're like me and you have more of a combination or oily skin, we often get afraid that it's going to clog our pores and we're going to break out. It does not do that. It's this breathable facial moisturizer that really is great for all skin types. And for more sun care products, you can actually visit Olay.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Besides supporting pastors, creating a community revenue stream, and even supplying power to a nearby church, a new studio in Zimbabwe built by the Tide Radio Ministry and supporters has opened yet another door. The most recent and exciting development at the studio has been the recording of the Amakuku Evangelii program in the Shona language twice a week. The programs in this additional language are then distributed via WhatsApp so even more can hear the hope of Christ. Our partners in Zimbabwe are looking forward to recording even more Shona messages, especially as responses in this language grow. I enjoyed today's sermon, said one Shona listener. It was most refreshing and true.
To learn more about how the Tide International Radio Ministry is growing and sharing the hope of Christ among the Shona people in Zimbabwe, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Now with orders.
orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call me, you call me out, call me out.
Now you tell me, how can you help but head bob on that? You can't. You've got to head bob. And, of course, when we hear that song, we always think of Al Parada. Yes, the one and only managing editor at Stream.org. He is the famous one and only Al that you can call him. You can call him anything, especially for dinner, right, Al?
Oh, yes. Dinner, lunch, breakfast, brunch.
It's equal opportunity, man. That's what we love about Al. Hey, I'll tell you, I think the president put his foot down this morning and said, hey, enough of this assault on monuments. I mean, you know, these knuckleheads went after a monument there in Lafayette Park right in D.C. I mean, it's unending. I mean, this is absolute madness. And until there's pushback on it, you know, we've got a minority of people thinking that, they're in Iraq and they're pulling down Saddam Hussein's, statues or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, and it's I would, if I can give a plug, we just put up an article about this on
yes.
the stream, my article actually.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the absurdity of, okay, we're going to, we're mad, we're fighting racism, yeah, okay, we're fighting the Confederacy, yeah, oh wait, but we're going to tear down the statue of Ulysses Grant, the guy who defeated the Confederate generals.
Right.
Okay, and this is where you get into the absurdity of that this idea has anything to do with the Confederacy or race. I mean, it has to do with tearing down America.
Yes.
It's
what George Orwell said. George Orwell pointed out, said, you know, he who controls the present controls the past and will ultimately control the future, because one of the first things they do, and we've seen this is nothing new under the sun. This is the same old thing that's happened to other regimes and other countries, is they take control of the country's history. And all those things that you thought were special and gave you some, some pride and nationalistic pride is now erased and replaced with a new narrative, because This is a plan. This is a planned assault on America. And like I said, nothing new under the sun. We've seen this before. And it's up to us, Al, you know, those of us who know history and see this happening, to, you know, if we've got to stand on the rooftops and say, hell no, it's not going to happen, then that's what we have to do.
Yeah, and that's the thing that's so frustrating, is so few are. Oh, ho-hum, somebody mm-hmm. tore down a statue of George Washington, covered it with an American flag, burned it. Oh,
yeah, where's Biden? Where's Joe Biden's voice? Where's Barack Obama's voice?
Yeah.
You know, crickets.
Yeah.
And,
Biden, he's, you know, he's so mentally gone. We're not like, you know, but I was thinking about that this morning. You're exactly right. Where is President, United States President, former President of the United States, Barack Obama? Why isn't he, you know, on the rooftop screaming, hey, this is wrong?
Right. Well, because, you know, he's the one, Barack Obama is the one that had Black Lives Matter in the White House a couple of dozen times. So, you know, what people need to understand, and I had this discussion with our parish priest after the weekend. I saw a advertisement in our bulletin, and it drew reference, you know, it said, rest in peace, George Floyd. Okay. And it had a BLM deal, you know, Black Lives Matter. And, you know, I wrote him and I said, you know, you don't understand. You know, if you're really supporting this to be written in the parish bulletin, then you need to be aware of what Black Lives Matter signals. And what happened, as you know, Al, you could agree that it's been hijacked. The sentiment of Black Lives Matter has been hijacked and has been weaponized. But, you know, when I say that, I only say that out of deference and regard for those people who, you know, I mean, I got white kids here, young white kids in Florida who are carrying signs, Black Lives Matter. They have no clue. It surfs up. It's exciting. You know, it's a buzz. Oh, you know, I want to be cool. You know, I want to be, you know, associate with all my buddies, because that's the cool cultural thing to do. But, you know, it's kind of like when the brown shirts were around, you know, it was the cool thing to do. You just, hey, you wanted to have a brown shirt. Until all of a sudden, Stalin came in and started killing the brown shirts, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, and that is the sick genius of it, is that so many people are confusing the preciousness of black life,
yes,
with Black Lives Matter Incorporated, which is, you know, anti-American, Marxist. Actually, has anti-Semitic undertones, mm-hmm. and anti-family.
Right.
You know, they want to destroy the nuclear family, which, oddly enough, is the structure of the nuclear family is what causes so many problems within the urban community.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So the brilliance of making the movement BLM Incorporated, getting so many people to buy into it, equating that with the actual preciousness of life.
Yeah,
it is a masterstroke that, you know, Goebbels and Hitler's people would have, you know, mm-hmm. would have applauded. It was that brilliant a move, you know.
Exactly. Well, this is why Terry Crews, you know, surprised the gals from The View, because they're buying into the general, you know, popular narrative instead of looking into it. Well, Terry, as an American actor and a black American actor, you know, comes on the show and says, look at, no, we can't say Black Lives Matter. Well, whoa, man, whoopee. And, and of course, you know, what's her name that always loses her skull over any reason? She just seems to explode right on the spot. And Jo Behar, you know, she just, you know, goes sideways on this deal. But, you know, Terry laid out a very compelling, reasonable consideration of what it does. What it was is that, you know, it's not about black. It's everybody's life matters. If, you know, because the fact of the matter is, if it's only black lives, or if it's only Mexican lives matter, well, then what about everybody else? Everybody else's lives matter less. And, you know, as we've discussed before, you and I, you know, the thing that to me is insulting is black lives want to say Black Lives Matter, but yet 40% of their babies are killed in abortion mills. So I guess maybe matters in a qualitative sort of way, except if you're a baby and you're inconvenient, I guess.
Yeah, more conservative African American.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that too.
But I mean, I understand where what I do understand is the notion that for centuries in this country, there was an idea that blacks were inferior, and to acknowledge that and to elevate that and realize that is one thing, and that's where Dr. Martin Luther King comes in,
right?
And even Jesse Jackson, an early part of his career when he was preaching, you know, say it loud, I'm black, I'm proud, and James Brown too. That idea, man, you are worthy, you are, and we get that, and that, but this is not what we're talking about.
Right.
This movement has about as much to do with Dr. King as it does with B.B. King.
Yeah.
You know.
No, there's...
That's the dangerous part.
Yeah, a total different reason. I mean, Dr. Martin Luther King was not interested in destroying America. He was there interested in elevating the cause for all humanity. Yes, blacks, but he knew that if he could raise the level for blacks, then it would raise the votes of all Americans. And I think we've come a long way. And one of the things that's being overlooked here is, I believe to a certain degree, sports and entertainment has helped move the ball, because you look at, you have bigoted white people for many years who hated people of color. All of a sudden, you know, hey, look at, he's on my home team. He's one of us. So I think that this has helped. And I think it's, you know, we're not hearing a lot about this, Al, but I believe that sports has been a great contributor to, you know, balancing out this argument. And it's also why I believe we're at a point where we can really move this to the next level. Is racism going to be there? Of course, it's in the hearts of men, and it's up to individual people and men and homes and families to decide what it is that they want to, you know, what they want to promote and cast off to the next generation. But I would say that more and more, what, at least from my perspective, and I hope this is true, that, you know, racists right now in America are, as John Naismith would say, is like dinosaurs mating. I believe it is a fait accompli that, for the most part, that, you know, a couple of decades from now, we will look back in, you know, as we do look back on slavery today, that we will look back on systemic racism and other issues of racism in much the same filter as, or at least a perspective as we look at slavery. Do you think I'm too optimistic?
No, I think we're seeing it. I think a lot of what we're seeing is a trumped up, well, like I said, Marxist way of getting in America by jumping up the idea that that we're this really racist country.
Right.
It's systemically that it's inbred in us, and this is, again, it's a playbook that the, you know, Weather Underground and all these radicals from the '60s and early '70s were playing. It's a playbook. We're just repeating it. And again, like you talked about sports, and to me, like you think of Colin Kaepernick and the idea that he had, you know, a bunch of white kids paying $90 to wear a jersey with his name on the back of it. And I'm supposed to believe that this systemic racism?
Right.
We do honor Dr. King won.
Yes. Because what he had to share in terms of his principles were honorable, ultimately, Al. And that's why I think when you compare, if you want to compare Martin Luther King Jr. and Colin Kaepernick, in my eyes, there's no comparison.
Yeah, in the movement in general. And that's why I think Martin Luther King will be targeted at some point, too.
Well, you want to go to stream.org. You got it, stream.org. Check out Al's new column on a monumental assault on America. And this will bring you up to date so you are in the flow of know of what's happening in your country. Al Perotta, as always, appreciate it. Thanks for the time, buddy. Take care.
Love you. Bye.
Yeah.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is Fred.